In the wake of last week's shooting in Las Vegas that claimed 58 lives and injured hundreds, Idaho's congressional delegation has remained relatively quiet on the topic of firearms. Events like Las Vegas or the Pulse nightclub shooting in Florida typically spur debate among lawmakers. As Matt Gillum reports, Idaho's federal representatives have offered few policy changes.
Senator Mike Crapo and Representative Raul Labrador took to Twitter immediately after the October 1st shooting to express dismay at the violence and offer comfort to victims. Congressman Mike Simpson's social media platform of choice was Facebook. The morning after the attack, Simpson authored a post saying he was stunned, anticipating more information about the shooting, and praying for victims. A few days after the events in Las Vegas and following several politicians saying it was too early to talk about policy changes, the Statesman newspaper sent the entire delegation a list of questions. They asked about concrete solutions to America's problem with mass shootings and the appropriate time to discuss gun policy. Idaho's two GOP congressional representatives didn't respond. However, Senator Jim Risch and Mike Crapo provided brief statements. Risch says he makes a point of not raising questions of policy in the immediate aftermath of tragic events. He avowed his support of the Second Amendment and writes he looks forward to debating proposals that come before Congress. Crapo writes he believes Congress has a role to play in responding to the causes of violence in America. He says he won't support legislation that fails to pass constitutional review and describes his support for the Second Amendment as strong. He says the Las Vegas shooting is still under investigation. Once a final report is completed, he believes it will help Congress appropriately respond. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.